Brachos Parak Beis Mishnah Beis Leilu Nishmas of Kleinim's Kamish Ben Rabbi Elimelech. We just said that there are certain prakim. This mission is going to call them Beina prakim. The Beina prakim or the prakim is in between either the Parshias or the Birchus Krishma, where we have certain kulas as far as asking somebody for shalom or answering somebody for shalom. So what are these places? So Elohein Beina prakim Bein Bracha Rishayna Lishnia, between the first bracha of Krishma, whether it's for example at night Ma'ariv Aravim. Lishnia, or the, you know, between that to the second bracha, Bein Shnia Lishma, so the second bracha, Avas Olam to Shma. Now, Shma means also not just the first pasuk of Shma, but it also means the whole first parsha of V'yafta Hashem Elokecha. Uvein Shma L'vahayim Shema, so that whole parsha of Shma and V'yafta Hashem Elokecha L'vahaya Im Shema, to the second parsha of Shma. Bein V'hayim Shema L'vayomer, the second parsha of V'hayim Shema to the third parsha of V'yomer. Bein V'yomer L'emes V'yatziv. Now we're talking about obviously during the day, because it could also have said Emes V'yamuna. But V'yomer L'emes V'yatziv, between the third parsha and the last bracha of Kriya Shema. So, if you notice, Emes V'yatziv is considered part of the bracha of Kriya Shema. The way we read it is, Emes is the way we read it, it almost sounds like it's part of Kriya Shema, which is the next sentence, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bein V'yomer L'Emes V'yatziv Lo Yafsik. Rabbi Yehuda says the word Emes should be put right next to Hashem. We say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So that's where it should be put. Emes should not be separated, and therefore a person should not speak. And according to the Rav, Bepashtus, just like the Rambam, that the speaking at that time is no different than inside the actual paragraph. In other words, even though Shema really technically is over by Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that should be it, still, because this word Emes should be next to Hashem Elokeichem, it should be next to the Hashem's Elokus, therefore, that is treated as if you're in the middle of the Kriya Shema itself, and is the same halachas as being asking shalom and answering shalom in the middle of Kriya Shema. Now, what's this inyan of putting emes by Elokim, or Elokeichem? So the Rav brings down, the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Hashem Elokim emes. Because we have a pasuk that talks about Hashem, that his Elokus is emes, therefore we're not mafsik. Therefore, it almost appears that the word emes is part of the parasha Kriya Shema, and we have to be careful not to separate. The Mishnah goes further. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. So now the question is, why is the order this way? Really, the parasha of Tzitzis is the first parasha that appears in the Chumash. Yes, we know that in Mu'uchu or Muktim B'Torah, there's no in Muktim Mu'uchu B'Torah, there's no order according to Rashi like we know. There's no set order of the parashas in the Torah. But why is it set up this way? So, Amar Rav Shimon Kocha, Lama Kod Meshma L'Vahayim Shema? Why does Shema come before V'Hayim Shema? Ela, Kedei She'Kabal Lov O Malchus Shemaim T'chila V'Achar Kach Yikabal Lov O Mitzvahs. Because O Malchus Shemaim should come first, and then after a person accepts upon himself O Malchus Shemaim, then he should accept upon himself the O Mitzvahs. V'Hayim Shema L'Vayomer, why does V'Hayim Shema come before V'Yomer? She V'Hayim Shema Noeg B'Yom V'Layla. V'Hayim Shema is Noeg both by day and by night, and by night, because the Rav brings down that it includes the Hilchos Tam, it includes the Tzivoy, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Vayomer ein enoig el bayom. But Vayomer, the third parsha of Kriya Shema, which is Tzitzis, is only noig during the day. And therefore, because it's only noig during the day, it doesn't have both day and night, and it comes third, and it comes after the parsha of Vayom Shema. Now one could ask that we just learned previously in the previous Mishnayos, we had Bashit of Ben Zoman or Blazer Ben Azariah, that there's a mitzvah of Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim. So we have to remember Tzias Mitzrayim, and that is knowing, like we paskin, that it's at night also, it's not just during the day. So why is the third parsha, why do we say the third parsha is only knowing B'yom? So we saw a beautiful answer that Tzlacht says, that which we talk about, the order of the parshias, that one has one above the other because it has mitzvahs that are noeg by day and night, and this one is only a night, it doesn't mean that you're mekayim a mitzvah by reading the parsha itself. So because if that's true, yes, the third parsha, if by reading the parsha, you talk about Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim, and you are mekayim the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we're not talking about that. You're not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis when you read about tzitzis. But what do we mean? We obviously mean the tzivui, the commandment itself, when Hashem commands us, the commandment is in this parsha. So there's no commandment in the parsha, in the third parsha, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's not where the commandment is. It's somewhere else in the Torah. However, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, v'shinantum levanecha, that is in the second parsha. But the tzivu of Yetzias Mitzrayim is l'man tiskor tzivu 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 tzivu, like we learn. That's not in these parshias. So that's why the second parsha comes before the third, because the second parsha has tzivuyim, it has mitzvahs themselves that are noeg, that Hashem is telling us in the parsha, mitzvahs that are noeg by day and the night. In the third parsha, there's only tzivuyim, there's only one tzivuy as far as mitzvahs are concerned, and that mitzvah is tzitzis, and that's only noeg beyond.